Well, tonight we're going to continue our month on our series for this month on Emmanuel. Anyone know who Emmanuel is?
My middle name.
That's cool. Does anyone have Emmanuel? Someone want to give me what Emmanuel is?
God with us.
God with us. Sounds good. Actually, that is what it means. All right. If you have your Bibles, I want you to open up to Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Matthew 7, 24, verse 24. I believe that's the correct one. Chapter 7, verse 24. Everyone got it?
Nope.
You good?
Yeah.
All right, everyone good? Mm-hmm. All right. All right, we'll start in verse 24. All right, and this is in the red letters. So every time you see red letters in the Bible, it means Jesus is speaking. This actually came from his mouth.
In every Bible?
No, not in every Bible. Like some Bibles, they have red letters. Some they don't. But but anyways, we'll start in verse 24. It says, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds his house on a solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it will not collapse because it's built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and ignores it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and the floods come and the winds beat against the house, it will collapse with a mighty crash." All right, so basically, what this is mentioning about and talking about is, you know, do what?
Construction,
yeah, we could think of it construction as a way. You know, we're talking about like a foundation as, you know, we're talking about how, you know, you want to have a firm foundation. You know, we got, you know, the wise man, you know, he built his house on the rock and he was successful. And then you have the foolish man, you know, he wasn't so wise and he built his house on the sand, which he failed. And we're going to take a look at the other things, you know, which we can compare, which is sand and rock, you know, kind of like good versus bad. I mean, yeah, good versus bad. An example I have right here, you know, for, you know, sand, you know, we can have like worldly minded. And then for the rock, we can have heavenly minded. And if y'all will turn to your Bibles in Romans 12, verse 2. Has everyone got it? Romans 12, verse 2. All right, we good? All right. All right. It says, "Do not copy the behavior and customs of this world." All right. So stop right, pause right there. You know, do not copy. Behaviors and custom of this world. What would you all say are customs and behaviors of this world? What would you think it's talking about? You know, we don't want to copy the customs and behavior of this world. But let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you'll learn to know that God's will is for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Okay. So basically what we're saying here, you know, to be heavenly minded. You know, we're changing our minds. You know, we're not going to think the way the world thinks. You know, it's kind of sinly, you know, maybe like perverted or just things that are evil and sinful. And, so that's what it's talking about. And then we're going to go to another comparison of sand and rock. You know, we can have For sand, you know, we can be lukewarm, and for the rock, we can be full in spirit. And if y'all will turn to your Bibles in Revelation chapter 3, verse 15. Everyone got it? Chapter 3, verse 15. All right. All right. It says, you know, this is in red letters, so we got Jesus talking here. I know all the things you do, you are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were one or the other. But since you are lukewarm, water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Okay, so what it's talking about is that, you know, God wants you to be one or the other. You know, He doesn't want you, straddling the fence, I'm going to serve God, but I'm going to go out and I'm going to do this real quick. And then I'm going to come back. You know, it's kind of like, it's lukewarmness. Let's see, that's why He considers lukewarm, but instead, he wants you to be hot or cold. So he wants to go choose God. If you're going to choose God, do it all the way. And then another comparison we have with sand and rock is we have darkness and we have light. And if you'll turn to John 3, chapter 3, verse 18. John chapter 3, verse 18. Does everyone got it? All right. It says, there is no judgment against anyone who believes in Him. But anyone who does not believe in Him has already been judged for not believing in God's one and only Son. And the judgment is based on this fact. God's light came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, for their actions were evil. All who do evil hate the light and refuse to go near it, for fear their sins will be exposed. But those who do what is right come to the light, so others can see that they are doing what God wants. Okay, so technically, you know, we want you to go to the light, not the dark. And basically what these comparisons, you know, trying to teach you, basically, you know, your foundations, you know, you got sand, you know, basically which is Satan, you know, the world, hell, and everything bad. Then we have the rock, you know, which is, you know, represents everything good, you know, God, love, Jesus, and everything. And we want, and basically, you know, you want to put all your, you know, you want to build your foundation on Jesus. You know, He is your rock. You know, He's greatest thing ever. And in this video that's coming up, is an example of a man who decided to make Jesus's rock, his foundation, and it's totally changed his life.
But, So I was talking to him, and all of a sudden I just got this strong feeling, stronger than anything ever before. Go home, quit porn. You're not going to live for the money anymore. You're not going to live that life. You know, just I knew it was God. He was telling me to go and quit the band, and I had to say goodbye to a $3.5 million check, and I had to say goodbye to my friends that I've been in the band with for a long time, and I just was starting life over. And that night, I was still on meth during this. And that night, after I quit, after I left my life, I was thumbing through the Bible just thinking, man, is this real? Could this be God telling me to do this? Because I just made a huge decision. You know, I hope it's really God. And right then, I felt a peaceful presence come over me. It was out of this world. I'm telling you, it was so real. I was instantly delivered from methamphetamines right then. But the next morning, I threw away about that much. I had all kinds of different packs of methamphetamines. I just poured them down the toilet, and my life has just been so changed, man. And that encounter was so real. And I still have those encounters. And thank God that he's real, because that high took me higher than any drug I've ever done, any alcohol, any show I've done. And God is so real. But he only became real to me when I said goodbye to my old life. You know, and some of us just need to get that through our heads, man, that we got to say goodbye to everything. And then the real life begins. The destiny, the divine calling that he has for us begins. And there's nothing like it, man. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. Some people have called me a fanatic. Some people call me, oh, you didn't need to leave Corn, and you could have stayed there. I could have. There's another guy in Corn that got saved, and he's still in Corn. But God must have not told him to leave. He told me to leave, and I'm doing new music now, and I've just been getting to know him, and he's the best. He's the best. I struggle. I went through a lot of struggles. It's like he took my legs when I got saved, and he's been shaking me, shaking all that stuff out of me since I've been walking with him. And I'm just dangling, going, no, shake me more. I don't care. You know, I don't care. I live by his way now. I don't get supplied by the world anymore. He gives me what I need, and financially, emotionally, I've been just stripped, and I'm a new man. And this year has been a new beginning for me. I got my new label, and finally, I've been working on music for 3.5 years off and on, and finally I have my record label, Driven Music Group, and I got my first album coming out, God-inspired heavy music, and I'm just stoked, man. And I want to thank all the Christians that have been praying for me and supporting me, and I really appreciate it. It's not been easy, but it's the only way, man. It's the only way, and I just want to thank you guys. So hopefully I'll see you guys maybe next year playing some music, you know?
Oh, yeah. All
right. Well, I'm going to play my first single called Flush. It's about flushing all the junk in life down the toilet, starting out fresh. The last message of the song is, come on, get up, let's change, and that's what I did, and it's only the beginning. And I'm going to get some shirts and throw some out to you. And if you guys want to come and visit me, I'm going to be at the merch thing. And come say hi if you want a picture or sign an autograph or anything. So peace out, you guys.
Yeah, it's obvious. You know, he changed his life. You know, he's in bad. He had a bad foundation. He was on sand. Drugs, alcohol. But, you know, luckily, God changed him, so he didn't rock and roll away. But, you know, so let's go ahead and end this evening in prayer. Let's go ahead and bow y'all's heads. If there's anybody, you know, you need prayer, you know, you're not sure about your foundation, you know, where you are, where you're at in life, how firm you are in God, you know, if you go ahead and raise your hands, you know, we'll go ahead and pray for you. And, you know, if you don't even know if you have a foundation, if you need a foundation, if you want to go ahead and slip your hand up, you know, you want to switch your foundation to more of a bedrock, you know, switch to Jesus. All right, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the hands that are raised tonight, Lord Jesus. Pray, Lord, that you would help them reaffirm themselves in their foundations, that they are on you, Lord Jesus, that you would bless them. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this time tonight, you know, that we can all come together and to learn about you and to see who you are and being Emmanuel. And Lord Jesus, I pray that we'll learn and grow this month and that we'll continue to learn. And I pray, Lord, that you'll protect us throughout this week. Lord Jesus, let us be a light to the world and salt of the earth, Lord Jesus. Be a blessing to everyone who would be around us. We ask all these things to be done. In your name I pray. Amen.